For the first time in 7 years, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has a permanent director. Last week, the Senate confirmed Steve Dettelbach. The ATF enforces federal gun laws, and the new director takes over amid a spike in gun violence across this country. Dettelbach sat down for an exclusive interview with NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas.
On the wall outside the director's fifth-floor suite at ATF headquarters hang photographs of the men who have led the agency. The final photo dates to 2015, when the last Senate-confirmed boss left office. Now, 7 years later, the ATF finally has a new confirmed director, Steve Dettelbach, a former U.S. attorney in Ohio during the Obama administration. And it's no secret that he is stepping into the ATF job at a critical time.
Crime is rising. Firearms crime is rising. Mass shootings are rising. Domestic extremism and the sort of undercurrency of violence in domestic extremist actions is rising. These are all public safety threats. Those are all things that are in the wheelhouse of ATF to address. And I hope to be able to work with ATF and the other partners to address them and try and make things better.
Dettelbach is taking over at ATF in the wake of a series of mass shootings in the past 2 months that have shocked the nation. The killing of 10 black shoppers at a grocery store in Buffalo. The killing of 19 children and 2 teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. And the killing of 7 people at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. I ask him whether there will be more Uvaldes, more Buffaloes, more Highland Parks.
Look, I'd be naive to say that those things aren't going to continue to happen. It's horrible. It's jarring. I hope people never get used to it. I certainly won't, and I know people at ATF aren't used to it.
He says ATF and others in law enforcement owe it to the survivors and victims to do everything in their power to deal with the problem of gun violence. But he also points out that gun violence isn't just mass shootings. There's a steady drumbeat of gun violence that almost never makes the news, but that kills over 100 people in this country every day, he says. And the government has a duty to help and to protect all of those people as well.
So to say that the pressure's on is an understatement, but the pressure's on because it's our job in law enforcement to help people be safer. Can we always succeed? And no. But to give up trying, that's not going to happen at ATF. I know that.
Which raises the question of how ATF can help tamp down the violence. Dettelbach says there's no one particular thing driving this violence. What's fueling it varies in different parts of the country. So the strategies to combat it have to be tailored as well. He says ATF is a small agency and has around 5,000 employees, half of which are agents. So working with state and local partners will be the key for success. And that may mean helping solve cold homicides in one part of the country while focusing on violent gun cases or gun trafficking in another.
I think what I would say is we have to be open to new ideas and creative ways of trying to work together to fight this problem.
But as a baseline, success, he says, will be driving down violent crime, although that's a goal of law enforcement writ large. It's also a goal of the Biden White House. It put a lot of stock in getting a Senate-confirmed ATF director in place, seeing it as an important piece of the administration's response to the surge in gun violence. Biden's first pick for the post failed to win confirmation due to fierce opposition from gun rights groups. A long list of nominees put forward in recent years by Republicans and Democrats alike have faced a similar fate. Dettelbach managed to squeak through the Senate with the help of bipartisan support. Now that he's in the job, Dettelbach says he wants to serve as an advocate for ATF, ensuring that it gets the support and resources it needs, but also making sure that it gets the respect he says it deserves, and making sure the public knows and values the agency's work.
ATF was crucial in running the trace that helped catch the Highland Park shooter just 2 weeks ago. People need to know that. People need to know that that wasn't easy. ATF's director needs to remind people of the facts so that ATF men and women who are out there risking their lives can be working with the public who understands what they're doing to help the public be safe.
One part of this is trying to make the public feel safe. Another is trying to boost morale at an agency that's faced years of instability. Both tasks are challenging in the best of times, let alone in the middle of what the president calls an epidemic of gun violence. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.